John, we've talked about the Barnett Tower before on the Business Brief. Remind us again, what is this property?
It's at the southwest corner of Laura and Adams Street. It opened in 1926. At the time, it was hailed as Florida's first skyscraper. It was the headquarters of Barnett Bank, a statewide banking powerhouse until it was bought out by Nations Bank in the late 1990s.
And it's been vacant since the early 90s.
It has, and there have been several attempts to renovate the building. All of them have failed. I spoke with Mike Langton. He successfully renovated historic buildings in downtown. And for a time in the early 2000s, he controlled the Barnett Tower.
Okay.
Langton thinks the most viable plan is to have that bottom of floor of the building as retail, like a restaurant or a bank, with the upper floors as rental apartments.
And currently, there is three residential apartment buildings in downtown. They're full and have been full, as I said, for the last 2 or 3 years. That's the Lemony and the Carling and my building, the WA9 building on Adams Street. So there's clearly more demand.
We've heard a lot of people calling for more residential use downtown. What is he saying needs to happen for that to really kick off?
Well, the city has to get involved in a real way. And on this property, frankly, they haven't. Langton would like to see a parking garage built on city land near Forsyth Street. That would serve the residents of this tower. The payoff for renovating that tower, and there's three other historic buildings adjacent, would be huge for downtown redevelopment, he said.
Because there's nothing better than he could do as mayor than to cause something to happen in that group of buildings, at that spot of our downtown. It's the heart of our downtown.
But John, we've seen this all before with the Barnett Tower, failure after failure. So what will it finally take this time to make it work?
That's an excellent question. Now, Langton is not, he's not really sure, but he thinks a good first step would be,
you know, maybe the mayor or the DIA could call everybody in and sit everybody down at the table. Mr. Khan's representative, ask me because of my advice and involvement in the buildings, Mr. Adkins and all his team, get us all at the table and say, okay, how can we make all this happen? How can we collectively put it all together? Maybe that's what it's going to take at this point.
What about the Laura Street Trio? Those are historic buildings nearby?
Right next door, really. Again, that's really unclear. Steve Adkins controls them. But Langton says if they're not renovated in the near future,
or you need to tear them down because they're a hindrance to redevelopment.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with Mike Langton, who has developed historic buildings in downtown Jacksonville. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.